From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the U.S. and Russia are close to an agreement. U.S. and Russian defense officials have concluded a third round of talks on rules for conduct in the air over Syria. They are finalizing a memorandum of understanding that will establish basic safety rules. The U.S. State Department says Secretary of State John Kerry is not blaming one side or the other for the wave of Palestinian stabbings and attacks against Israelis. Spokesman John Kirby says Mr. Kerry wants to see violence stopped and that the secretary will travel to the region.
So obviously that would be foremost on his mind as he travels to the region, which will happen soon. I just don't know when that's going to be.
Meanwhile, the Israeli Security Cabinet has given police permission to seal off Arab neighborhoods of Jerusalem from which many of the attackers have come. President Barack Obama is sending U.S. military personnel to Cameroon to conduct airborne surveillance of Boko Haram militants. A U.S. official said the troops were invited by Cameroon's government as part of a larger international effort to stop the spread of violent extremism in West Africa. Afghan officials say at least 22 border police and 35 Taliban insurgents were killed when fighting erupted in southern Helmand province. The officials say about a dozen Afghan security personnel were wounded in the violence in Nazad district. Iran's Guardian Council has approved the implementation of the country's recent nuclear agreement. Iran's parliament had passed the bill, approving the accord on Tuesday. The endorsement by the Guardian Council Wednesday means that the bill has been passed into law. For more, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department said Wednesday that a range of terrorist organizations and other non-state groups are guilty of harsh and hateful treatment of various religious groups throughout the Middle East, Sub-Saharan Africa, and Asia. In its 17th annual report on international religious freedom, the State Department said religious groups in those regions have been targeted for abuse and discrimination. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry briefed reporters.
Turkey's interior.
The message at the heart of this report is that countries benefit when their citizens fully enjoy the rights to which they are entitled. And this is not a hopeful theory. This is a proven reality.
John Kerry. Doctors Without Borders said that an international commission has been formed to investigate the U.S. bombing of its hospital in Kunduz, Afghanistan, earlier this month. The medical charity said the Swiss-based International Humanitarian Fact-Finding Commission has been activated at the request of a state that it did not name. It says the commission is awaiting a final agreement from Afghanistan and the United States to proceed. Guinea's main opposition candidate, Selu Dalin Diallo, has dropped out of the presidential election because of what he says is fraud by the government. Diallo's Union for the Democratic Forces of Guinea said Wednesday he will refuse to recognize the results. Other opposition candidates have already denounced the election as a grand deception. One Ukrainian soldier has been killed and two wounded by rebel fire in eastern Ukraine near the rebel stronghold of Donetsk. The violence comes in violation of a ceasefire agreement between Ukraine and separatist forces. Russia has asked the International Civil Aviation Organization to open a new investigation into the downing of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 last year over eastern Ukraine. Speaking Wednesday in Moscow, deputy head of the Russian Federal Aviation Agency, Oleg Storchevoy, disputed the results of a Dutch probe and said Russia has a right to initiate a renewal of the investigation. The Dutch-led investigative panel into the crash said in a report released Tuesday the plane was shot down by a Russian-made surface-to-air missile. The U.S. Justice Department is creating a new position to coordinate investigations into the growing number of domestic terrorism cases in the United States. John Carlin, the head of the Law Enforcement Agency's National Security Division, told a group at George Washington University Wednesday that the new official, yet to be named, would lead efforts to develop strategies to thwart new U.S.-based attacks and oversee prosecution of suspected terrorists. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.